If you're someone who avoids emotions, you might say that you're cold-hearted, you don't have time to feel your emotions. I'm gonna push back on that and tell you that if you're wanting to step up in your life, if you're wanting to achieve your goals simpler and faster, this is what is keeping you from doing that. Your inability or unwillingness to feel your emotions. Hello friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today's podcast is setting the foundation for next month. So next month in North America, we're going to celebrate Mother's Day. But I intend to dedicate the whole month to really pulling out pleasure. I want to focus on pleasure for women, on pleasure for moms. And I'm so excited because there are topics that I've always wanted to talk about that I'm going to bring on the podcast. I have some amazing podcast guests that I've lined up, and also yours truly, where we're going to be talking about how to bring pleasure into your life, because I think that this is the key that's missing in a lot of our lives right now. Right now, we're in a time where there's so much generational wealth being passed on to women. Women are making more money than ever. Women are, you know, making big moves in different industries, yet we struggle. And I think part of that is that we have missed this piece of pleasure because we've been doing it the way that patriarchy has taught us and the way that we have seen other people before us do it. But I believe that the future belongs to a woman who is able to step back and recognize that part of her success recipe is including pleasure and making pleasure a part of her life. So I'm very excited for May. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, please go ahead and click that subscribe button because you don't want to miss any of the episodes. Okay, so today I want to talk about people who don't have time to feel their emotions. And this episode was from a conversation that I had with one of my clients. She said, I'm a cold-hearted person. And I challenged her. I said, can you go, when you get home, your homework is to really explore what cold-hearted means. Tell me all the ways that it is serving you and tell me all the ways that it's not serving you. And what I found so fascinating was by the time she came back, the only thing she could tell me about being cold-hearted and how it was serving her was that it protects her. And this is so key for a lot of people who feel like they don't have time to feel emotions, because sometimes we think, oh, it's because I don't have time, or if I give way to emotions, it's gonna take too long, it's gonna show that I'm weak, it's going to make me uncontrollable with my emotions, then I'm gonna be emotional. But the real reason is that we're afraid of feeling unprotected, because when you're vulnerable, when you're someone who opens up yourself to emotions, when you don't cover up your emotions, you just allow yourself to feel a wide range of emotions. That requires a big level of vulnerability. And so what a lot of us do is we try to protect ourselves by putting up a shield, and then we say, you know, I'm cold. I don't have time to feel emotions. I've got stuff to do. Let's go. And while I appreciate that, because I'm someone who used to say the same thing, I think that there's room for us to create space for emotions to exist. And that's why I wanted to talk about this topic on the episode today. One of the fears that many of you have is that feeling your emotions will make them more. I have no idea where this came from, but one thing I've noticed is that because we're not used to expressing our emotions, as you're growing up, if you cry, you get yelled at, I'll give you something to cry about, or you better stop now, or I'm gonna do this. We get threatened. And so we've been groomed to think that it's not okay to express emotions. It's only okay to express emotions like happiness and joy. Sometimes we get mad and we get punished, or there's a consequence for being mad or angry, or even sad, right? People start asking you, why are you sad? Why are you angry? But not a lot of people ask you, why are you happy? Why are you joyful? people don't really ask that. And so we grow up with this thought that expressing emotions is not okay. And so we've held it down for so long. Now, what happens when you give yourself room to feel your emotions? It comes out in a way that you think, oh, that's too much. And this is completely normal because it's like a hose. If you turn on your hose and then on the other end, or if you turn on your tap and you have a hose connected, and on the other end, you haven't opened the hose, the mouth, what's going to happen is water is going to collect in the middle of the hose. And sooner or later, the hose is going to burst. But if the water collects and then you open the hose, a whole lot of water is going to come out. But eventually, it's going to start trickling in the right pressure. This is what happens with our emotions. If you're not used to feeling them, if you're not used to letting them out, once you create space for that to happen, it's going to rush out because it's like you're relieving yourself. Your body's like, oh, finally. Everything we've carried for 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years, now we get to let it out. That doesn't mean that it's not going to stop. That means now there's room for us to start to explore what are all these things that we were holding in our bodies. And the more we create space for that to happen, the less you're going to be feeling like you're too emotional or it's never going to stop, because you're going to learn how to recognize what your body needs, what you need to soothe yourself and be able to tend to yourself. Another thought that came up for my clients, which I think is so important for us to talk about, is that we've been taught to believe that emotional people are weak. And I'm going to tell you that emotional people are not weak. Every one of us is an emotional being. We all are emotional beings. That is how our bodies communicate with us. We just think that people are emotional because we've classified emotions as positive and negative. And so when someone cries, when someone gets angry, when someone gets mad, when someone is sad, we say they're emotional. What about someone who's always happy? Why aren't we calling them emotional? Because we've learned to look at emotions as good or bad. Meanwhile, emotions are neutral. The only thing that makes it uncomfortable is there are some emotions that make us feel positive and there are some emotions that make us feel not that great. And so we think because we don't feel that good, they are bad, but they're not. They're just telling us something. They're trying to inform us. For example, if you're walking and you see a lion in the middle of the street, all of a sudden you're going to feel fear. Is that a negative emotion in that stage? No, because the fear is, hey, there's a lion, we should probably do something about it. You don't want to be laughing right there. You don't want to be smiling and happy. You want to feel fear because that's what's going to put you on alert to say, hey, we need to figure out an exit strategy here before we become dinner. And so let us move back from emotional people are weak and recognize that we're all emotional beings. And so if we're all emotional beings, that means that all emotions are allowed. And we need to be able to sit down and say, you know what? It's okay that sometimes I feel sad, just like it's okay that sometimes I'm happy. None of those are better than the other. They're just the ways that our bodies learn to communicate with us. And the more we learn to listen, the more we learn to pay attention, the more we can understand what we need, especially if you're a mom where you get activated so much during the day. People are needing you. When you don't learn how to pay attention, when you think that that's a weakness, you're really not paying attention to one of the most important things that you could do for yourself, which is being in tune with your emotions. Because when you're in tune with your emotions, you know what you need and you can take care of yourself because you recognize what the emotions are trying to tell you. Another thought that comes up often is that feeling emotions takes time. And that's not true. I feel like everything I'm saying today is just, it's not true. But I want you to hear my heart, because this is something that is so simple, yet it's one of the scariest things that people go through. When you say feeling emotions takes time, remember how I said, if you've closed the tap or the front end of the hose and you're just turning on the tap, at some point, the hose is going to burst. This is what happens. The first time you start to feel your emotions, they're going to be intense. They might take a little bit longer, but it takes the same amount for you to heat up your coffee. 90 seconds. That's how long it takes. Emotions are just energy running through your body. And so if you can allow yourself, if you can even set a timer to say, you know what, I allow this emotion, it's welcome, you'll notice how much more quickly you're able to get through emotions. And this is one of the things that I offered my client. I told her, we're not going to go from cold-hearted and not feeling emotions and not having time to, okay, now I welcome it all. Because then you're going to get scared, your nervous system might get overridden. So what we're going to do is just set a timer during the day. Set it for 90 seconds and just focus on, how am I feeling right now? Notice your body. Notice what's happening in your body. What's changing? If you've had a hard day, probably you're tired. Notice how that feels in your body. If you're angry, pay attention to your body. Notice how that feels. Just be with the emotion, and you can express it to yourself. I feel a tightness in my chest. I feel a weight, a heaviness in my stomach. Does it have a color? Does it have a texture? Does it have a temperature? I've had clients draw this on stick people, which is always really fun for us. Start to get familiar with your emotions, because I will tell you that by the time you give it the space it needs, it's going to feel respected. It's going to feel responded to. Your inner child, you're going to feel seen and heard. And then you get to move on with the rest of your day. It's so simple, but it can be really challenging when you tell yourself, I don't have time or I'm too busy. And so what I want to invite you to do is to create space to start allowing emotions in your life. When you're able to handle your emotions, when you're able to create space for all emotions to be okay, for all emotions to exist, you're going to be so powerful. Because the reason why we do or we don't do anything is typically because of our emotions. And if you know that you're able to handle disappointment just like you handle happiness, if you know that you're able to handle rejection just like you handle joy, then you're going to be more daring. Because you know, no matter what happens, you're going to be all right. So here's your permission slip today. Create space for emotions to happen. Having emotions is not a bad thing. You are an emotional being. And so let's start to create space and cultivate the habit of allowing emotions to stay. And one more thing I'm going to tell you is, think about it like this. If you have a visitor come to your house, the first time they come, they're probably going to stay for a really long time. You're getting to know each other. Second time, they might not stay as long. And then subsequently, they just come and you don't really care. Sometimes they'll stay longer. Sometimes they'll stay shorter. It doesn't really matter, because you know what? At the end of the day, they go back home to wherever they came from. It's the same thing with your emotions. First time, they're going to stay long because we're trying to understand, and you might be scared, and that's okay. But with more practice and with more opportunities and willingness to be open without judging yourself, without judging the emotion, it'll come and it'll go. Because you know at the end of the day, you're going to be okay. So that's it, my friends. I hope you have an amazing week. And please stop telling yourself you don't have time to feel emotional. I want you to create time to feel emotional, because that's what's going to make you powerful. All right, I love you, and I will talk to you next week.